It's all about obedience. That's where the strength, that's where the power, that's where the might is. Oh, my God, my God. Ugh. Overcoming by the blood of the Lamb. Isn't that interesting? Thank you. By the blood of the Lamb, which the Lamb was crucified even before the foundation of the earth, and overcoming by the blood of the Lamb, the manifestation of it being seen. It took that long to have it seen because you had to bring in the right time, in the fullness of time, in the fullness of time. Oh God, oh God, oh God, each of us has a fullness of time in us. Let us walk in it. That now is the time. You said now is the time. Now is the time that my ecclesia, now is the time that my people, mine, my obedient ones. That are identified by my language, identified by my name, that are branded with you. Your name is your brand. Your name. Your name. You created us. You put everything in us. You put the stuff in the book, in the laws, in the principles, in the promises for your kingdom, for your sons, for your priests, for your lords, for us to be able to read the manual. This is the Constitution. This is the manual of how we work the best. And when we breach the manual, then things go kittywampus. Oh, wow, don't know how it's happening. Oh, my gosh, they said not to put this in water. And I just thought that I would wash it off, and you know, all of it off. I thought I was immersed in water. It said not to, but I decided to baptize it. And now it's not functioning. It didn't dry out totally. In fact, I put it in the wall, and what happened? And it blew out all the systems in my house. It just blew everything out. I thought it was dry, but evidently it wasn't. I don't know why it shouldn't work that way. It just seems like here it is. It got dirty. What was I supposed to do? Read the book. Read the instructions. Follow the instructions. Oh, shoke leki tili kako libari akorekata. Adiela kokorekati. So, Father, I thank you this morning. I so thank you. I thank you. I thank you for the directions that you're giving us, for the examples, for showing us how to operate in power in your system so that the earth, its cry is being answered, that the sons of God would manifest, the sons of God would manifest, that the sons of God would manifest, not the son of man, not the son of the sons of the devil, but the sons of God, of the Almighty God, the God, sons of the King, would manifest, that we would manifest. Not the sons of the devil that are operating, that are changing, trying to change times and seasons and ways and all of these things. Oh God, we pray for the body. We pray for the body. We pray for your church. We pray for the kingdom come in your church, that we operate as the kingdom out of, we the church operate as the kingdom, bringing forth the kingdom, having exposing the kingdom to mankind, the kingdom of God. Ah, thank you for cleaning up. Thank you for, you said that in these, you said that there was going to come a day that everything was being exposed, that all of these things were being exposed. And I pray for all of these people that have lived, that are living and have lived and whatever it is, double, triple lives and false lives and all of these things that have preached your word. And oh yes, it was your word. And I pray for all of those that have sat under them. I pray that they run. Oh God, open the ears. Yes, I do remember that. I do remember seeing that. How people were afraid to leave. That things are being said. How great they are. That here is your God. Here is your God. Here is this. Here is this. And people just sit and look at each other. Oh my God, mob mentality, group thoughts. No, 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 no. Conformity is not you, is not unity. Oh God, I pray that every person, every man, woman, boy, and girl, that we hear and obey your voice. I ask to open the ears so that they can hear your voice. To hear your voice and answer the cry. And if they reject it, that's their choice. That's their decision. But oh God, oh God, oh God. Help us to be able to resound and sound like you so that those that are looking for the kingdom of God can find it, that they hear the voice and walk towards it. God, let this be a time. I decree a time. I ask you to allow me to speak that, that this is a time that your voice will be heard. To masses of people. And right here in the United States of America. That the fear, that the spirit of the fear of the Lord will resound in this land. And the arrogant voices will be silent. Because there is no voice like your voice. None. You own it all. While the owner is speaking, the owner is speaking. Shh, shh, shh. Can you hear him? The owner is speaking. The owner of what? The owner of everything. All the earth standing still to hear. Let your voice be heard through your people. Let us walk and live out of purity and holiness, which is the righteousness, the obedience, and not just doing it, but in the purity of it, which means my heart is turned towards you. I do this because I desire to do it. My desire is to obey. And so therefore, I have strength enough to do it. Thank you, Lord.